This is part of the 12 Days series by Passing Stock and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. I think I'm trying to do this for the podfic bingo. Well, I am trying to, I don't think I'm trying to, but results may vary since I'm apparently supposed to be doing character voices. I should have gone with lying down while recording because that does seem a lot easier. On the 7th day, Matt could smell 16 women wearing channel number 5, and 2 of them, he was pretty sure, were wearing the same dress. He even bet they were the same color. He could hear the restrained agitation in their voices and heartbeats when they passed each other. He hated parties like this, and he loved them. "Find me a woman," Foggy said, nudging Matt. "Just someone to flirt with. I don't know how you do it, but you always sniff out the best-looking woman in the room." Matt shook his head, smiling slightly. "Come on, come on, you owe me." Foggy nudged him again.
"Oh?"
"Yes, oh!" "I see, and woman flesh is my debt's currency." Foggy laughed. "Matt, don't be a dick." Matt leaned his head back and inhaled and listened. "The punch bowl," he said finally. "The one with the bracelets." She was complaining to her friend that there were no nice guys. Foggy was nice. Too nice. "Yeah, I see her. You're a pal." Foggy clapped him on the shoulder and took off in pursuit. It was quite a party. Diamonds made a very particular sound when they clicked together. So did gold. There was a constant soft soprano chime under the alto muddle of hundreds of voices. And money, the acrid smell of money everywhere, mixing with the champagne and caviar. Some fundraiser. The ice in the punch was shaped like swans. How much money went to that could have gone to AIDS instead? Or was this breast cancer? He couldn't remember. He was keeping an ear on the kingpin, his conversations and the things not said. A waiter approached him, and Matt turned toward the man automatically.
"Punch?"
A tray with 7 glasses, each holding champagne bubbly punch with a single extravagant ice swan held by someone he knew.
"Thank you, Frank," Matt said. "You're welcome, Murdoch."
No lies between them. They knew each other. Their identities were all over the newspapers, but that had nothing to do with it. "Are you going to kill anyone today?" Matt asked.
"Not here. Not now. Too many innocents in the line of fire." Frank's voice was flat. Every year more of the emotion drained out. He was dying, inch by inch. He had been dying for years, poisoned in Central Park. Not that I would miss, but his bodyguards would.
"If you would focus your energy on anything else."
"If you would."
Shorthand for the argument neither of them was going to win. "Could you put the glass in my hand, please?" Matt asked. "I'm blind." He held up his palm. Frank passed him the glass, the slender handle held between 2 rough fingers. The ridges of his fingerprints were lined with gunpowder. His skin was ingrained with gun oil and smoke. That would never wash off. One fingertip touched the heel of Matt's hand, leaving the tingling taste of sulphur behind. When he left the party, he would trail Frank and try to find his hideout, try to arrest him. He would fail, of course, because that's how things were.
"Thank you, Punisher," Matt said.
"You're welcome, Daredevil." Frank passed into the crowd, with the smell of murder heavy around him. Matt stood against the wall silently, ignoring his punch with its melting swan, watching the people with all of his senses. The end.